The Great Caravan Catastrophe, written by Mark Lowry and read by Rupert Degas. I first learned I was going to a wedding a few Mondays ago, exactly 1 week before it took place. Most people find out about weddings months ahead when they receive a pretty invitation in the post. The way I found out wasn't as pleasant. I was minding my own business on the playground before school, enjoying my post-breakfast donut. Then Rosie Taylor, the worst human who's ever lived, suddenly appeared from nowhere and shoved her face into mine.
"Why are you ruining my life again, you puketastic little skidmark?"
"Told you she's nasty." I nearly dropped my donut.
"What have I done now?"
Rosie blames me for everything that goes wrong in her life, even if it's nothing to do with me. Seriously, she once tried to get me chucked out of school because she found a fly in her lunch. She said this was my fault because I'm
so smelly that flies follow me in a swarm,
and I should be expelled because I'm a public health risk. Rosie jabbed her finger into my chest.
"I've just found out that your cousin Lee is marrying my cousin Kat next Monday. How can you be in the same family as me? You're barely in the same species."
I couldn't reply to this because I had a lot to get my head round all at once. One, I wasn't expecting to see Rosie. She hadn't been at school for a whole week since sneezing all over Princess Lucy, the future queen, during a royal visit to the town. This is a long story involving a flying badger. Rosie had been hiding out at her family's holiday home in Barbados ever since then because the sneeze had made her world famous. Two, I already knew that my cousin Lee was marrying a girl called Kat, but I had no idea that Kat was related to Rosie Taylor. For a start, she seemed quite nice, and I've already mentioned that Rosie Taylor is definitely not nice. A few days earlier, a parcel from Barbados had arrived at my house. Inside it was a rotting dead octopus and a note from Rosie that said, "I finally found something even uglier than you. It's got a nicer personality, though, and it smells much better. Maybe it could take your place at school before I get back." She doesn't like me very much. Three, while I was dealing with these two surprises, Rosie was still jabbering away, and it was hard to think straight.
"And your cousin must be as nasty as you because I wasn't even invited."
I could definitely understand why Lee and Kat hadn't invited Rosie to the wedding. I wouldn't invite her to anything. She once ruined this girl called Chloe's birthday by telling Chloe's mum that the party was a tacky mess and she'd have had more fun at home scraping dead skin off my verrucas.